Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to do a basic meditation today, and I'm going to start out a bit with an introduction at the beginning here. One of the things that I think is important for a new meditator or someone who's beginning to meditate would be to build a little bit of a ritual into your meditation practice. Now, the reason for this is pretty simple. Your body prepares for things when it knows what's going on. Think about when you're about to eat. So you get up in the morning or in the evening right before dinner. You are setting the table, getting the dishes, getting your drink. You put everything at the table. You sit down and maybe arrange the utensils a little bit as you take a seat. Maybe you put your napkin in your lap or put it off to the side. You have a little drink of water. And as you're doing all of these steps, your body begins to produce stomach acid. You start to salivate in your mouth. Your system is firing up and preparing to eat because it knows that your physical actions indicate that you are about to eat. We want to do the same sort of thing with meditation. We want to start to do a handful of physical activities that indicate to our body and our mind and our inner self that we're about to meditate. And it'll help your system get into line and be ready to do the thing. So, some of the things that you might want to do in the beginning, always meditate in the same spot. For me, I have a chair that sits by a fish tank and looks out a window to the side, and it's a wonderful place. Maybe you have a seat on a porch or something that looks out of a window or looks towards something that's calming. So you have a nice comfortable chair. If you don't have that, you might want to move a chair in front of a personal altar or put a pillow on a space. And I would recommend always using the same chair, the same pillow, the same space for a little while. You might find you want to light a candle or light some incense. I would recommend always using the same incense in the beginning so that it's the same smell. A lot of times our sense of smell just triggers an awful lot of things for us. So use the same one in the beginning. So the act of lighting a candle, lighting some incense, maybe getting a drink of water next to your seat, putting your journal and your writing utensil, which I find very important, right next to where you're going to meditate. Highly, highly recommend having a way to take some notes and write things down. You'll be amazed how much you forget 30 seconds after you open your eyes. It is very, very worthwhile to be ready to take a few minutes and really take note of what just happened, what you just learned, where you just went, how things unfolded. So, I hope you've taken this opportunity to gather some of those things or start a few ideas on how to set up your personal meditation ritual. And in just a moment, we will go ahead and get on with a basic meditation. Little heads up, in this meditation, I'm going to switch through an assortment of visualization and kind of have a lot happening. Now, if you find something that I cue you with, something that I suggest that really works for you, it really resonates, you're right there with it, you can see it, you can feel it, you can hear it, that's the thing, stay with that item. You don't have to stay with me. I'm going to keep sprinkling other options through the meditation to try and help folks find what really works for them so that they know where they're at and what they're doing. And we'll discuss that a bit more at the end of the meditation. So in just a minute, we will get on with our basic meditation today. Today, we're going to do a basic body scan, relaxing and energizing meditation. So I want you to go ahead and proceed to your meditation space. I recommend sitting up because meditation should be an active thing. If for health reasons you need to lie down, that's fine. but try not to fall asleep. So now that you're in your meditative position, we're going to take a minute and take a few deep breaths, and we're going to shift our shoulders and shift our hips. And we're doing this so that we can get our spine into alignment, and that creates a nice energy flow, and it helps our muscles really hold us in a nice position and be able to be relaxed. And that's what you're looking for as you stretch your shoulders and your hips and you shift your body core around side to side a little bit till you find a position where you're really comfortable and at ease. And I want you to close your eyes. And as we go through some various body parts, I want you to really focus your attention on that area. And we're going to start out with our feet. And I want you to wiggle your toes and flex your feet a little bit and really feel your feet. Feel your socks or your shoes or the ground underneath your feet. Really sense what your feet are touching. And now I want you to sense your ankles and maybe rotate those a little bit so that you can feel that joint. Maybe you feel the cuff of your pants or the sock rubbing against your ankle. Maybe you feel cool air on your bare ankle. And now we're going to flex our calf muscles a little bit and sense our calf and our shin. And we're going to shift our focus to our knees and really sense our knees and have our attention there. Give your knees a little bit of love and grace. They work hard for us every day. And now we're going to shift our sense to the great big muscles of our thighs and flex those a little bit. And again, feel the clothing item that they're touching, and maybe the chair or the ground underneath your thighs that's supporting you. Have a sense of your hips, where our core sits, where so much of our passion begins there in our hip and pelvic region. And now we're going to move our sense up into the core of our being in your belly area. And as you're breathing, you feel your belly expand, and you can feel your shirt against your belly, or maybe your blanket, or maybe wonderful cool air. And move your focus now up to your rib cage and your ribs as they work to keep your lungs safe, and they expand and contract, and they hold up so much of our body with our shoulders and our head. Move your sense up to your shoulders and relax them and feel some nice warmth coming over your shoulders. We're going to move down our arms a little bit now. And you have your upper arm and your elbow and your forearm. Maybe you can feel your sleeve somewhere along there. Feel the air moving. Rotate your wrist a little bit and your hands. And have a sense of how much your wrist and your hands do for you, caring for you every day. And move your visualization back up to your neck and your throat. And this is where our voice comes from. And we're going to move up along our head, where our thoughts and imagination reside. And then up above our head. And now we're going to breathe for a minute to really become one with our body. I'll count it for you. We're going to breathe in nice and deep. 3, 4. And breathe out. 2, 3, 4. And in. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. And continue at a comfortable pace for yourself. If you ever have trouble focusing, you can come back to your breath and count it for yourself. And breathe nice and deep and keep energy moving through yourself. And now we're going to move into the energy part of our meditation. And I want you to visualize a beautiful, warm, golden sun up above your head. You have a warm, glowing ball giving off warmth and light and energy. And the yellow is energizing and peaceful and joyous. And I want you to feel the warmth as it flows down over your head and down over your ears and your face. And it's warm and soothing and comforting, like bathing in the sun, like a warm blanket out of the dryer. Feel the warmth as it slips over your head. And you can feel the warmth as it flows like a warm liquid over your shoulders. And feel it slide over your shoulders and down your upper arm and over your chest. And this warmth might be like wonderful bubbles slipping over your body, warm, soothing, full of a loving, energizing beauty. And feel the warm yellow light glide over your belly and over your hips. And really feel the warmth as it encases your core. Feel the peace and the energy. Maybe you feel warm, beautiful feathers as they slide over your thighs. Beautiful, warm, golden leaves gathering around your legs. And I want you to visualize all of this beautiful, warm, relaxing energy all the way down over your feet. And now your whole body is encased in this warm, peaceful glow. And it feels warm and happy, like laying on the beach in the warm sand in the beautiful sun. Maybe you feel a warm, fuzzy yellow blanket hugging your body. Maybe you're laying in a pile of beautiful golden leaves that are warmed by the sun all around you. And I want you to take a minute and feel this energy slipping in you like your body has become a sponge. And it's absorbing happiness, energy for motivation, warm peace and joy, absorbing a beautiful golden light. And as you feel all of this soak into the sponge of your being, Now you're glowing from within. You're glowing with a wonderful, warm happiness, like a beautiful golden cup of tea, warm chicken noodle soup, a wonderful curry dish, warming you all the way through with this nice golden light. And let that energy flow around inside you. If you can, take control of the energy and move it up and down your limbs. If you're not yet there yet, that's fine. Just let the energy sit in you and pay attention to how it feels and what it does for you. And now we're going to take a couple of nice deep breaths and really revel in the amazing, peaceful warmth we feel. And we're going to start to separate from the yellow and come back to our body. And you have all this wonderful energy buzzing around within you. So we're going to do something called grounding. And we're going to put a little bit of that energy back into the earth. And you can see the energy slip away off you. Maybe it's a warm rain sliding over your skin and back into the ground. Maybe you visualize it as the energy and light going through a blade of grass into the roots. You could visualize it as the energy coming through you and slipping through the powerful roots of a tree into the earth. You could visualize the energy sliding off of you into the earth with wonderful little beetles breaking up the ground. Or maybe you put your energy into an animal that then goes off into a cave. You're going to pick a visualization there that works for you and let the energy slide away into the earth. And we're so thankful for the energy that we got today and for this wonderful warmth. And we're going to give a portion back to the earth and keep some for ourselves. And work on sensing where a balance is. And when you reach a balance where you're peaceful and happy, but not buzzy like too much caffeine, we're going to start to wake up. And we're going to take a nice deep breath and feel our lungs and stomach expand and contract as we blow it out. And we're aware of our body again. And feel your feet and your hands, wiggle them a little bit. Really get in contact with your body. And we're going to move and shift and wake up. And when you're ready, open up your eyes. Pick up your journal. And write down what parts of this visualization really resonated with you. Once you've made some notes, you can review them and see what it is that really piques your interest. Are you more in tune with something being tactile? Did it really mean something to you that it was warm sand? Could you feel the gritty sand? Or could you feel the fluffy nubbiness of a warm yellow blanket? Or are you more auditory And when I said you were laying on leaves, you could hear the leaves crunching and crackling under you. Are you someone who is more driven by taste and smell, and the food items that I brought up really resonated with you? Start to look at how it is that you're drawn into the story, how it is that you're drawn into this other world to really inhabit it and become part of it. Let me know on Instagram or Facebook, and that would help a lot. I will help tailor those steps into these meditations. And then you can use it to build your story as you're listening to meditations to help keep yourself in the moment, grounded in the story, and on the journey. When you figure out which sense it is that you draw on more, you can focus on that sense to help you stay in the moment. And then over time, start to bring in gently other of the five senses to really draw you in and keep you there. And you'll build this skill, being able to meditate and being able to be on really within your inner self, which eventually can lead to other planes and other visualizations and other things. But we'll get to that over time. This is just a good place to start and a good way for you to maybe see what really works for you. I really hope some of this was of use for you, and I hope it will bring good things to you this week, being able to build a little energy and ground a little energy. And I will be back with more journey meditations and basic meditations. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.